Singleton Art Prize continues. Joining us to have a chat about it, Chris Levitt. Chris, how are we doing?
We're going well. So everything is in place. Entry forms are now available on the website, which is singletonartprize.org. You can also now book your tickets for opening night, which is Friday the 22nd of July. And that link is also on the homepage on the website.
So at this point, at this point, all budding artists out there, this is their opportunity to enter the art prize so that they can have their works up in front of the greater world.
Absolutely. So get painting. You don't have to have a completed artwork by the entry close date, which is Monday the 20th of June. Your artwork just needs to be completed prior to delivery on the 19th of July.
All right, and we did establish last time that no chainsaw sculpting. That's not going to be a part of it this year.
That's right. It's just painting and drawing show. There's no sculptures this year.
Oh, there's always next year for me, perhaps. How many entries do you think you might be anticipating?
Well, annually we get between 600 and 700. Last year was a little bit down because we got impacted by the lockdowns because of COVID, but we're anticipating that people have been very busy in lockdown and will be leaning more towards that 700 mark this year.
And do all of the entries go on display, or is essentially there's an overall judging and basically those that pass muster go up?
We try to display everything with the space that we have available in the Civic Centre. So we are really limited by that facility, but we have to get towards the 800 mark before we can't fit everybody in.
So 800 is the limit. I mean, that's a fair few entries in and
of
itself.
It's not really dictated by the number of entries. It's the size of the artwork.
Yeah, that's true.
So if we get 700 entries that are all quite large-sized artwork, then that is obviously probably going to be a space limitation just as much as if we had 800 smaller artworks.
So if I was going to do a landscape of the Upper Hunter that was like 6 metres by 6 metres, I would be impinging on some other entries.
You would be, and you probably wouldn't be hung because that's outside the size limitations of our entries.
And what is that again?
So they're all available on the artist entry form on the website at singletonartprize.org. There are a few restrictions in terms of size and weight and the way that the artwork is presented in terms of framing and availability for hanging. So they are listed in the entry form, and it's important that artists refer to those parameters.
And Chris, when it comes to the judging, are the judges actually organised?
Our judge this year is Amy Dynan, and she's from the Sydney area. So the details for our judging are on our Facebook site at Singleton Art Prize. And there's just a little link there to Amy's website and a bit of a blurb about the artwork that she does. And she will also be conducting the artist workshop on the weekend of the art prize opening as well.
All right, there's a lot to look forward to art-wise here in the Upper Hunter. The Singleton Art Prize, get those entries in so that you can be a part of it. Of course, you can even sell your piece of art too. That'll be a part of it too, won't it?
It is certainly. So we generally sell about 10% of the artworks that we have on display. So we do have quite good sales statistics comparative to other regional art prizes.
Well, I'll start working on one of my masterpieces. Chris Levitt, thank you very much for keeping us up to date. We will speak again before the art prize opening night.
Indeed. Thank you very much.